I'm Frances Guy, and I'm the head of collection and exhibitions at the Hepworth Wakefield. To the south of the site, there are a number of old textile warehouses, very handsome buildings in brick, and they had been identified for a second phase of redevelopment, of which the Hepworth Wakefield is kind of one of the key components. There's already been some new build and some restoration work further south along the riverfront. And this very much is part of the council's vision for this area to the south of the city centre, to develop the waterfront in the way that other cities such as Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool have developed those waterfront areas to give a new identity, to encourage further investment and commercial development. So that's always been the plan for this part of Wakefield, with the Hepworth providing the kind of cultural springboard for that. But of course, timing-wise, we opened really at the peak of the recession in the country, and we know that that situation is ongoing. However, there are these fantastic buildings that are now, nothing's being done with them. And in order to preserve them, we've been working very closely with the council to persuade them to invest a little bit more money to make them watertight and to give over the ground floor of one of the warehouses to us as an extension of our gallery spaces. So we benefit by having more space to do maybe slightly different work in, perhaps some performance and other event-based work, as well as, again, contemporary exhibitions. And the council and Wakefield benefits by having these buildings being looked after, so that when finally the economy turns around, these buildings are in a state that they can immediately be used. So that's the vision, and we will open the building later this summer with an exhibition by Roger Hions of his youth works. And that's incredibly exciting, because at the same time, over the summer, Yorkshire Sculpture Park will be opening Seizure, Hions' iconic work that was set in a flat in London, which has been acquired by the Arts Council collection and will be re-exhibited in the Yorkshire Sculpture Park over the summer. So it's a great moment, very exciting, and even more reason to come to the Hepworth Wakefield.
So, I mean, going forward then, I mean, what's beyond that? Do you have any ideas of any plans for exhibitions going forward beyond?
We've got some ideas. We've got a few names on the list, which we're now working to develop and think about our schedule. So whilst we can't announce as yet a year-long programme, hopefully it won't be too long before we can do that. And we're looking at it as being a space that is open all year round, although, as I said, not necessarily always with exhibitions. Sometimes we hope to do more performance-based work in there, and it will be a great space to do something like a film festival. So we're kind of keeping a slightly open eye on it at the moment and see how it shapes up. So all sorts of wonderful possibilities.